Question from Adam Wang. Please tell me whether there's a difference between the Self and the Supreme Soul. Do the followers of Krishna believe in dualism or follow the Advaita Vedanta path? Well, the fact that there are two terms, Self and the Supreme Soul, indicates that there's a difference. Of course, some words are complete synonyms, but the Sanskrit terms on which these terms are based, as you have mentioned, the Vedanta, so the Sanskrit terms in Vedanta are Atma and Paramatma. Atma means the soul, Paramatma means the Supreme Soul. That there are different terms suggests that there is a difference. I mean, the very fact that we clearly are not supreme, but we are self. We are living beings. We are conscious entities. Indicates that we have selfness, but we are not the supreme. We do not control. We don't have complete knowledge. Otherwise, if we wouldn't be asking such a question. So, just by little consideration, we can understand that we are the self, but we are not the supreme soul. We're not the supreme self. Therefore, there is a difference between the two. This is also the conclusion of Vedanta, although Vedanta has been misinterpreted to give the misunderstanding that all is one, ultimately all is one. There are generally known to be two major schools of Vedanta, dualistic and non-dualistic. In one sense, both are correct, and this is the understanding that is propagated within the Krishna consciousness movement, that in one sense we are one with God, we are one with everything. Inasmuch as God, or the Supreme, is Satchidananda. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And we, the individual living beings, are also by nature eternal, blissful and knowledgeable. So in that sense, we are one with God, but there is difference also. He is infinite and we are infinitesimal. So this is called achintya bheda bheda. The path of understanding, the oneness and difference between the Supreme and the individual living being. But in the path of bhakti, or love, the difference is emphasized, because love means to love someone else. It's a big topic. I won't dilate more here. Please study the books of Srila Prabhupada, especially for beginners. Bhagavad Gita, as it is, discusses these topics in detail. Bhagavad Gita, as it is not only for beginners, but the subject of everything being one without any distinction whatsoever is clearly refuted in Bhagavad Gita, as it is.